From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Have you ever been walking in the woods and noticed the smell of sweaty feet?
I've smelled some stinky things in the woods, but nothing that smell like sweaty feet. Unless you count the times I've had to take my hiking shoes off to cross a stream.
A botanist who was conducting a routine survey of plants in Yosemite started smelling something that she described as a horse corral on a hot afternoon. Being a curious scientist, she followed her nose and found that the smell was coming from delicate yellow orchid flowers of less than a quarter of an inch wide. It turns out that she had discovered a rare orchid species that flourishes only in the wet meadows of Yosemite National Park, between 6,000 and 9,000 feet.
Why would an orchid make such a big stink?
Apparently, the Yosemite bog orchid emits the smelly foot odor to attract pollinators such as flies that are attracted to such odors.
A foul-smelling flower seems rather unusual.
Actually, Don, there are many flowers that produce odors that are offensive to people. For example, plants in the arum family, like the skunk cabbage or its giant relative, the titum arum, or corpse flower, produce compounds that can smell like rotting flesh. To further help attract pollinators, the arum flowers actually heat themselves to make the odors more volatile so they can attract flies from far and wide.
I think I'll stick to smelling the roses.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. And today's program was prepared by Roger Hangarter in biology.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. And for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.